Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God. We are on the air once again, giving God the glory and praising His holy name. All things work together for the good of those that are called according to His purpose. And we are called to do what God has called to do. And I say to you who are listening tonight, tonight's a good night to do what God has called you to do. Many times we want to do what we think we want to do, but we don't do what God called us to do, to seek and to save the lost. There may be someone in your family, or maybe someone you know that don't know the Lord. It's up to you to live accordingly. And I say this to my audience, to God is the glory. There is no God like our God. And all that God is doing is bringing us to a point where we can do what God called us to do. Amen, amen, amen. And one of the things that I will say to the listeners tonight, the more we seek God, the more God seeks us. See, God loves us. He loves us because He wants us to live a real good life. See, and a good life comes from the fact that we want to serve Him, we want to praise Him, we want to give Him the glory. And I can say this, and I'll say this wholeheartedly. There's no God like the one we serve. And tonight is a night that ain't heart-to-heart supposed to be on tonight. But I will just pray and believe God and trust God and say, yes, Lord, whatever you would have, would just be done. I want to do God's will, not my will. And all I can say to all of us that are listening, God is impotent. God waits on us. God, you know, we know all the different names by God, but I want to tell you, Jesus said, Father. Yeah. If we can call Him Father and mean that from the bottom of our hearts and obey Him, God will take us to a new horizon. It is up to us what we want to do. I can't press nobody to do what they want to do. I can only pray. But I want to say this to you in the time that I have. Father, tonight's the night that we come to say thank you. Tonight's the night that we say praise you. Tonight's the night that we say we love you. Tonight is the night that we adore you. And before we ask Jesus to bring you to us, we ask for forgiveness of any sins we know, thought we could commit, things we said or done, our attitudes. We come to you, Father, and we say thank you for everything you have done. And as we call upon you, it's without you that we can do nothing. But tonight I say, Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus, and let His blood cover us, that we come before your throne. For in you we have perfect peace. It is in you we have perfect understanding. It is in you we have perfect knowledge. Hide us, hide us, hide us, and let your angels be round about us. Teach us, isn't that, O God? When the lust of the flesh comes upon us, show us how to stand. When the enemy comes upon us, show how to stand. Show us how to stand. And Father, we walk this thing by faith. You are faith, God. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to go to a few things that I've been looking at. And I want to say, let's talk about it. Talk about it. See, and Jesus said in Matthew 11:11, as you read it, He says, surely I say unto you, among those born of a woman has not been one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. I want to just upon these words, see, and the violence. See, we're living in a day and a time where we think we know, but see, the kingdom of God is constantly advancing. When Jesus paid the ultimate price, and when he left this question there before us, what does he really mean, the kingdom of heaven suffering violence, and the violent take it by force? The kingdom of heaven suffering violence. Many people have been somewhat against it. Many have been somewhat not for it. The Sadducees and the Pharisees, they just came against everything. But I want us to know, if we can sit down and talk about it, we can talk together. Let's talk about it tonight. Since John came on the scene, and I know we can look at it and say, and now the kingdom of heaven has come. Who, and we want to be able to hear what he was saying. When John said what he said, the kingdom of heaven coming, he said, as the shoes that one is coming, I am not worthy to untie his shoes. So in other words, he said, the kingdom of heaven is coming. The kingdom of heaven is coming. Jesus, the kingdom of heaven is coming. The kingdom of God is coming. And he was bringing it, making it plain and clear to us. He says, and so they began to ask him many questions. They said, well, how should we, when they were talking to Jesus that night, they said, well, wait a minute, Lord, said, no, you said we must be born again. Well, we must do this and get involved. God said, well, he pointed out very succinctly. In the words he said, we come in through repentance. We come into the kingdom of God through when we repent of all the wrongdoing that we have did and believe in Christ. In Matthew 3:12, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. My God, as one brother said, good God Almighty. See, God sent John the Baptist on the scene because John later on is going to move off the scene. But here's what God did in his mercy. God so loved the world that he allowed us who believe. And know that we know that we know. And he puts it out and he puts it very, very, very clear. John asked, see, when we look at the scripture, we see there is one scripture, you know, that I want to talk about interpretation. And we can determine its meaning. The Pharisees were the ones in control, and it's like the deacons in the Baptist church and the bishop in another church. They want to keep things under control. But when John came on the scene, John began to break up their playground. The religious leaders began to, wait a minute, who is this man coming here telling us this and that? No, that's not what we believe. And see, we have to understand the time we live in, the day we live in, there are many people who take the word of God because they want to be the shepherds of it. The word of God is the shepherd of his word. But when they begin to come on the scene and see and look at it and say, well, you know, we got to get John the Baptist. He ain't doing what we want done. See, a lot of times, and I say this in the teaching, we're living in a time where we got to know that we know. And you know what? They went to John and say, now, wait a minute, John. Have you had anybody in the church say, well, I don't like this? See, but the word of God is true and sure. Now, take notice when we, as I was saying, when we take the word of God and we look at it, when we look at it, examine it, spiritually. See, because the Pharisees, and they want to control every word that came out. And they were saying, stop him. Don't let him get a bit further. See, because tonight is not his night. Tomorrow is not his. See, they wanted to have complete control. So we see things today in life where there are some people who want to govern everything. Not so with God. And I will say this to you so we can see what God is saying to us. And I challenge us all to come to a point. Okay, John is called the greatest. Why is he called? Why is he called? Because he was a translation of turning back towards over to the Messiah. He came, hallelujah, the God of mercy. He was turning it back over to him, the kingdom of heaven. Is at hand. I've come to announce it's at hand. In other words, if you can see it, you can believe it. If you can believe it, you can see it. Hallelujah. So when I take notice and look into it, and when John was called the greater because of the translation of the work he turned over, and John chapter 3, verses 30, when we take notice what God was doing, and John state that those were as least or even greater than the kingdom. You see, he would certainly anger against the religious leaders. They rejected John's message and thought themselves to be more important than God. Because John stood firm on the word. He stood firm. Now, can we reason together? How many of you out there listening? Have you decided to do as the religious? Well, I want to do this at the church. I want this done right. And, you know, sometimes when you go to certain churches, praise God. You know, I may say this here. People don't believe in having baptism anymore. They don't believe in baptizing. Hallelujah. They don't even believe in getting the Lord's table. You can ask the men who are supposed to be in charge, and their words are, well, we don't do that right now. A minister was telling me today, he said in this particular church they have cut out everything. They don't have prayer times on the nights. They used to have prayer time on a certain night, have teacher's class on a certain night. But now, everybody want to be at home. Nobody wants to come and just, let's come together. Can we come together? Can we sit down together and come together to conclusion what we need to do? But, you know, I say this to every minister. If you don't know God for yourself, we are in trouble. Don't let somebody tell you what to believe. You got to know you study it yourself. The Bible says, study to show thyself approval. A workman who needed not be ashamed, but can rightfully divide the word of God. And when you know you can do it out of the word of God, and I say this, from a deacon all the way up to a minister or to an apostle, because in that day we didn't have preachers, we had apostles. And here we are living this time. We have everybody with their own slick shoes on, slick hair on, slick nails, slick diamonds, slick clothes, but nobody has the fullness of what God wants to do. Some believe it, but Jesus letting us all be in the mix. Amen. Now let me show you something else what I want to point out. if you will allow me to. The Old Testament, now a lot of know we put the Old Testament, we can get some messages out of that. But you see, we live in the New Testament, and it codifies us from the Old Testament, reveals the New Testament, and the New Testament concealed. What happened? Because the prophecies were spoken of came into being. One of the prophets was, behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that's why when you stand out there, young preacher, young evangelist, young fivefold minister, they ain't going to hear what you're saying. And I want to tell you something. Make sure that you got the word of God down pat. Make sure you got your prayer life together. Make sure you married one woman. Make sure you follow the mandate that God has told you. Because if you don't, Satan will set a trap for you. I pray that soak in. I pray it soak in. Let me show something. The Old Testament, it brings us to an understanding. It says here, it's divided in two parts. The prophet, I told you, and the writings. And see, the prophecy came in, and the writings. Well, we got the book of Psalms, we got the book of Proverbs, we got the book of Lamentation, we got the book. But God wants us to know. He says, the prophets, come back. Now write it down. Let these people see what God is going to do. The Lord said, I will keep thee if you will submit unto me. And the reason why a lot of people have not submitted, it took me a long time to submit unto God. Because I thought that I had all I need to know. There's more. There's too much more. There's more. There's more. As they said in that commercial said, we want more. We want more. I want more of God. The more I visit him, the more I be in his presence, the more I want of God. And I'm saying this, the more I want of God, the more I can see God. And I will say this night, fire be upon this radio station in the name of Jesus. See, when the Old Testament brought us and the prophets and the law point us to the Messiah, who's Jesus Christ. And they rejected it, John. Message. They said, no. Scripture don't tell us that. That's what they said. But in John 6:39, it says, the prophet spoke. And if you get an opportunity, I want you to read John 5:39. I want you to digest it. I want you to eat up on it. When the prophets spoke of who is he and what he would do. The law is about to show us. The law is about that he obeyed the Father. Hallelujah. Keeping perfect Israel, and we'll see what a man would do. Perfect obedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is something that we must do tonight as I bring it to you. To understand, the more that we come into the fullness of God, when we come into the obedience of God, we come to a point in our life where we say, Lord, and if you look at it from the standpoint, as I said in Matthew 11, and looking up from 11, Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 through 15, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at hand. And the more we try to tell folks, the more we pray for the people, the more we just believe God, what God wants to do, as I was pointing out to you and pointing and giving information. See, Jesus came as the Messiah. He came to bring in the word of God. He kept to keep the perfect, to keep it perfectly. He came to bring Israel to a point. He came to be obedient. He came to and bring the law of God. The law of God was love. The law of God is love. Love was the law that I spent, I ran everything. And the more I look at this Old Testament, John is the last of the Old Testament prophets. Now, I'm not talking about New Testament because I'm talking about in the fivefold ministry. But I want you to see there is a end mark here, 430 years, there was nothing from heaven. The prophets wasn't speaking. They wasn't saying nothing. Jeremiah, the witness called, all the major prophets, Isaiah, Zechariah, they went their course, but there was yet one to come. His name was John the Baptist. He came and put out the last mandate. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. When he announced, I guess that caused a lot of people in their heart. When we stand up and tell the word of God, already been put to work. See, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but violence take it by force. Violence take it by force. Violence take it by force. The word of God is proceeding whether he wanted to or not. Because the violence that gets in us, the more we get God in us, the more we're going to obey God. Therefore, the enemy can't stop us. He may be able to stop some who believe it, but I want to let you know, as long as we live and do what God wants, God's going to keep his eyes on us. And I was reading just the other day about some, Mr. McCool. When he challenged the status quo, see, a lot of people don't like to be challenged. I'm a prophet. I'm a pastor. I'm an evangelist. Ha, ha, ha. You are nothing but a gift of God. But when this prophet came, he challenged the status quo. Can you imagine if you're telling the people today the status quo? You know what people are going to say? No, he's not of us. The Pharisees holding people. See, you got a lot of Pharisees today. They hold people captive by what they want to do, what they think. And the Sadducees. And I have to just be honest with what I see God is showing me to tell you tonight. Now, I want to bring this to our attention. See, and understand here, and here we go. The kingdom, I wrote a note, suffered violence from the religious leaders. And, you know, they went and did what they want to do. They're not concerned about what we want to do. No. You know, you got one church that's all over the news all the time. But here's what they did. Here's what they did. Here's what happened. And he said, violence, the kingdom suffers violence from the religious leaders. My God, how can I put it? Because that's what's happening. The religious leaders, if they would go and read 7:14, if my people, not the world, but if my people that are called by my name, what I'm going to say. Well, forgive me, you hit the wrong button. But nevertheless, I want to finish this up. Because violence, see, we ain't coming into a time in life where violence is going to be there. And when we say it comes into the kingdom where we now live at, it's time we believers. I was talking with my beloved sister. We got to get the people on one accord. We got to start praying, breaking down these barriers, breaking down these attitudes, breaking down this misconduct. Because when we can do it, there are many things that can happen, but God wants to happen. It's up to us. It's up to me. Yes, it's up to me individually. And let me show this, which is I'm reading another script I have here. See, when you get a bunch of violence, see, if you're in a large church or you're in a congregational church or you're in some denomination, a lot of people got their own set standards, and they don't want you to change them. How dare you? How dare you? Do you know we in charge? Well, the religious leaders, I don't want nobody to mess them up. I don't want nobody to mess them up. That's one reason why I won't accept the pastorate, because I am not going to be led by the people. God's going to call me to a people that can lead a congregation in righteousness in this hour. And some folks say, well, it may be possible. It won't be a long time. No, it's not. God's already doing it. I don't have no qualms with anybody, but I have love for God, and I know what Jesus done for me, and I know one day I shall eat and live and shall not die and declare the works of the Lord until my time. I ain't going nowhere. As it said, you got a fight on your hands, the good fight of faith, because the kingdom of heaven is moving forward. So as I was saying here, when we take notice of what God is saying, he says in Matthew 23:13, but woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you of the Baptist church, from the A church to the Z church, you hypocrites, you hypocrites. For you set up the kingdom of heaven against men. Oh, that's what we're looking for in our teaching. See, Jesus said they set the kingdom up against men. Men are the one God has called. And the religious man said, if you don't do it our way, you can't get there. Give me a break. Break your toe. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. And you know what? For you neither go in yourselves, nor you do allow those entering in to go. Man, that's some powerful word there. Matthew 23:13. I remember as a young minister, young pastor, they always told me, don't out-preach them, do what they want done. I said to myself, what? Yeah. Do what they want done. That ain't going to get it. That's why I began to search for God. And I'm just telling you, I know what God is going to do for me and through me. Now, when you look at that, I told you Matthew 23:13. Look at Matthew 5:10. Because this is what happened when people said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. There are many people that don't understand. There are many people that don't understand what God is saying. I may not ever be loved in this realm, but in God's eyesight, the kingdom of heaven is mine. The righteous, for it is the kingdom of heaven. And see, the more I look into God's word, the more I pray into God's word, the more I believe in God's word, the more I see God's word, the more I can say, hallelujah, hallelujah, somebody. But I look at this and Jesus said, my kingdom, Jesus said, now listen to this now, please, beloved, my kingdom is not of this earth. Nor do you be my followers. See, Jesus said, if you want to be a follower of mine, you got to become as a child. They said, do what? See, they got interrupted by their quote-unquote their magnificence approach of being who they want to be. Well, I'm Dr. So-and-so, and so I'm the head of this, and I'm Pastor so-and-so, and so. And the little man said, well, all I know is Jesus said he loved me, but I just want to do what he said to do. That's all God wants. Ain't got to be looking for no top number. And I try to live that life. Lord, all I want to be is just be your servant. I want to serve. in the kingdom. Right now, I want to bring me, I want to get my kin in, Lord. Many, I want to get brothers and sisters, and another, I want to get them in. Because I know that we're living in that time we now live in. And as my sister and I was talking, a lot of men, a lot of women don't want to pray. I wonder why people don't want to pray. They want you to pray, but they say, you go ahead and pray, we will live. No, I don't do it that way. You ask for prayer, you lead it off. Because in your prayer, hallelujah, in your prayer, excuse me, in your prayer, revelation is going to be known while you're standing up. I want to know, I know how to pray for you. I know how to pray for you and me. And my prayer is a simple prayer. Lord, without you, we can do nothing. Without you, I can do nothing. But with you, I can do all things. Wow. The kingdom comes with a Christ physical second coming to the earth. A lot of people don't believe it. The Israelites know it. And I'm trying to tell all of us around the world, Jesus is on his way back. And if you're not ready, you're going to hell. Well, if you ain't ready, you're going straight to hell. And I'm telling you right off the bat, you better get right. Because God is ready to come back. Now, when he's coming back, I don't know. Will you be ready? You better be ready. Well, what if I ain't ready? You're going to miss it. Remember about the virgin? There were 10, and then there were 10 who were wise and 10 who were foolish. They went and had all they wanted to do. And when they said, the bride coming, they said, give us some of your wine. Give us some of your oil. They said, oh, no, ain't happening. See, I said, yeah, Lord. See, once you got yours, why should I share it with you? We was on the same watch. We was in the same prayer meeting. Amen. Why you can't hear what God is doing? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I want to say this. I want to say this, and I want to let somebody else go on the line. I want to say this because one thing that I want you to know, there is an Antichrist that is approaching this earth that we live in. That Antichrist has no love for me, and I have no love for him. Jesus is on his way back, and Jesus taking over. And Jesus has the authority to put him down, to put him in check. All I can tell somebody is this. If you don't know Jesus, you get to know him for yourself. Let me pray and invite somebody into the kingdom of God. Somebody have heard what I've said. I pray, God, it was a blessing to those who were listening. And I ask this somebody out there tonight, if you don't know Jesus Christ, if you don't know him as your personal Savior, if you know you've been stealing and robbing and doing everything wrong and nothing is going right, just come right where you are right now and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and my Savior, and the penalties that he paid for my life, I come to him, that he would dress me, would show me how to come before you. And I want to just say, hallelujah, I'm saved. I thank you. It's that simple. It's confession. It's confession. As it was said once in the school, old elderly man said, confession in the courtroom means one thing. You're guilty or not guilty. I was guilty. And Jesus came and set it right. He set it right because he loved me. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you so much. And he wants you to come into the kingdom. He said that these words in Matthew 20-30, he said, look, my Father gave me a kingdom. I'm going to give you a kingdom. Now you go and think about this. I love you, and I'm opening the lines up. Anybody, and I thank God for you listening. Anybody got any questions, statement they want to make? Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless,
Dr. Hannah. God bless. Oh, hey, sister, how are you doing?
I'm blessed, thank you. One thing I want the people to understand and bring some clarity, the kingdom is within. That's why John said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom is within. That's right, the kingdom is within. That's why Jesus said in Matthew, I give you a kingdom. We receive the kingdom of Jesus, of God, when we accept him as our Lord and our Savior. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Yes.
Yes.
And you read the scripture. You know, blessed is a man that's persecuted for my name's sake.
Yes.
So he already forewarned his people that you're going to go through some persecution. You're gonna go through some things, but know that everything that you gotta go through, I have already overcome them.
Yes.
That's why the greater one is in us. That's why God had to send his son to pave the way, to let us know we can make it. Yes, we too. We can walk this walk. We can walk it out. That's why he made his son. He could have made his son just like the angels.
Yes.
He could have made his son just like the angels. But if he would have made his son just like the angels, well, guess what people would be saying? It's no significance to it. They still wouldn't believe that Jesus is God's son.
Yeah.
Because they expect angels to perform miracles. They expect angels to bless. They expect angels to heal. But they don't expect a man to heal. See, we live in a material world, but we serve a spiritual God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And we got to be transformed. It's time to take the people higher. It's time to take the people higher. It's time to let the people know this is not your home. Your fleshly body is not going to live forever. It's your spirit that's going to live forever. And it's time to tell the people the truth. Prepare them. It's time to prepare. Jesus prepared us. It's time to prepare the people for the transformation so they can be transformed.
Yes.
We all got to be transfigurated. And that's what our mindset should be, because we are already in the second coming of Christ Jesus.
Yes. Praise God.
We're already there. And people, if we're not preparing people, let me tell you something. Years ago, I used to be an EMT, emergency med tech, ride in the ambulance, go to emergency situation, car accidents, people, you know, passing out in the houses and so forth and so on. But we turned those sirens on to let people know how critical this was. We need you to move out the way. We need you to get out the way so we can get to that person and rescue that person.
That's
how it should be right now in the kingdom of God. He says, the kingdom of God, some of my valor, but take it back by force. It should be such an urgency. It should be such a 911. See, we're too busy preaching and teaching to the same people. We're too busy criticizing one another, what we think they should and could be doing, when he says, prepare them for the wedding. Because my house still got room in it. That's what he said. My house still got room in it. Go thee on the highways and the byways and compel them to come. You know what's ordinary? This is what's ordinary. You can go to church, the building. You can go to church and the preachers, the apostles, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher, they can speak a word into your life. That's nothing unusual. You don't find that strange. But what is unusual is when you out here on the street and you don't know that person and that person don't know you and you can speak a word in their life. That's when somebody actually can really be transformed. Because something just took place.
Yes, yes.
Jesus showed up on the scene. Things happen. Things happen. The greater one lives in us. We are to be atmosphere changers. We are atmosphere setters. No matter wicked you think a person is or doing, the greater one is in you. It automatic should bring forth change. I had a lady yesterday. Didn't know me from nowhere. And as soon as I sat down, she began to spill over her life history, her life story about her mama and daddy and brothers and sisters, about her children, about her husband. Didn't know me from nowhere. But the greater one in me had her to confide.
Yes.
See, that's what people are looking for. They're looking for somebody that's walking with the greater one that can help them be transformed, that can help pull them out of that place. We're to bring hope. We're to bring hope, man. We are to reconcile them back to Christ. We are to point them in a way of being restored. We're the ones. We're talking about the kingdom. The kingdom.
Amen.
Starts with you and I. Jesus has already set the kingdom in order, set the kingdom in place, and it's time for us to build God's kingdom. And that's the people. It's his people.
His people.
It's got to be an urgency. You know, I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to turn it back over to you. But you know, I can say this. I've been around for over a half a century now, so I've seen some stuff. I can testify to some stuff, and I've seen how people fight for different causes, different beliefs, you know, and you know, the biggest thing that's going on now, you know, that just about each state, is facing is gay marriages. They a lot of states we know have approved for gay marriages to be legal. But I want to say this right here. See, they fought for what they believed. And they got what they believe.
Yes.
See, we as God's people, we cannot sit around and patacate our hands. We got to do the same thing.
Thank you,
Lord. We as God's children, God's people, we got to do the same thing. We got to fight for the greater cause, the kingdom of God, suffers our valor, and take it back by force.
Force.
I hear people say that they're in the Lord's army. Well, in the Lord's army, he prepares you for what? War. He prepares you for battle.
Yes, Lord.
He prepares you for it. So don't tell God, I didn't say man, don't tell God you're going to do when you don't do. It's time, you know what he called our forefathers? He called them a stiff neck. Didn't he call them a stiff neck generation?
Stiff neck generation.
That's right. It's too many people right now today being stiff necks. You talked about the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Yeah.
You talked about them. How?
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
How Jesus came. Thank you, Holy Ghost. How Jesus came and how Jesus walked the earth and how Jesus performed this miracle and Jesus performed that miracle and so forth and so forth. And this great teacher. Jesus told us so much. He told us so much. And they back in the corner. Who he think he is? Blaspheming God's name. Who he think he is? Who he think he is? Can tell somebody their sins have been forgiven. They found every reason to persecute Jesus Christ. But the good thing about it, he said, y'all can't take my life. I lay it down.
I lay it down.
And that's the same mindset we should have. We should have the same mindset no matter what. And we need to stop saying people. We need to start calling out these spirits. See, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the spirits that's operating through individuals.
Yes.
And it's time for us.
Amen.
It's time for us to begin to war like the word of God told us. We fight not against flesh and blood. And it's time to pull down these strongholds. It's time to go up against these principalities. Why are we, as God's children, so fearful?
My Lord. Trouble God,
I didn't give you, a spirit of fear, but a power and a sound mind. You know, I love baseball. And I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. The pitcher, he can throw that ball, and when he throws that ball, it goes from 95 to 100 miles per hour. And sometimes that ball might hit that batter, and that batter fall down to the ground. And now you know it's stinging, but he gets right back up to the plate. He gets right back up to the plate and ready to take another strike at that ball. That's the same way we should be. Even the things that we don't know, because that's what it is, we're fearful of things that we don't know. But when it hits you like a baseball that's thrown at 95 to 100 miles per hour, get back up. Don't stay there.
My God.
It's time for us to rise. He says in Isaiah, rise and shine, for the glory has come.
The glory has come. Preach it, teach it, teach it, preach it, teach it.
It's time to rise. It's time to rise. Rise in his power. Rise in his strength. Let your flesh completely die. Let this mind that be in Christ be in thee also. It's time for us to take on the attributes and the characteristics of God, not keep saying, I'm a child of God. Not keep getting offended because nobody don't want to call you prophet. Nobody don't want to call you apostle. Nobody don't want to call you teacher, preacher. Don't get offended. Stay humble. He said, humble yourself before him. He told you what you worried about man for. Why are you worried about man when he says, humble yourself before the Lord God Almighty? Humble yourself before me. Walk in humility because the battle ain't yours. The battle is mine. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise, and all his enemies be scattered. You take on enemies that you don't even have because you don't know how to fight the battle. When all you got to do is hold your mute. Hold your mute. It says in the word of God, make peace with all brothers, especially them of the faith.
Amen.
It's time to make peace and walk in love and unity. We want to see the greater works. We want to do just like Jesus commanded us to do. He says, I ordain you. I appointed you. Now go out there and preach good tidings. Go out there and cast out demons and devils. Go out there and heal the sick and all matters of diseases and sickness. Go. Go. Go therefore in the land. Go.
Go. Go.
Teach salvation to bring them hope. We got to get out here and bring them hope. You know, I'm telling you, I'm just in a place where I'm just looking. I'm just watching. And I'm seeing people, causes, and beliefs that they believe in. And I don't have anything against animals. I love cats, dogs, fish, a lot of different kind of animals. But people will donate millions and millions of dollars to save an animal, but it won't do nothing to save that brother or that sister that's under that bridge.
My God. Hallelujah.
My people.
Hallelujah.
My people, which was called by my name, would humble themselves, turn from their wicked way, seek my face. Then I shall hear from heaven, and I shall heal your land.
Yes.
The healing of the land is long overdue.
It's long overdue because
we continue to get out of position. See,
it's time.
The word of God has already shown us when man falls, that can cause a whole nation to fall. We know that from Adam. We know that from the book of Adam, Genesis, the story about Adam. But thank God for Jesus. He had to send another to let us know, you ain't got to fall. You ain't got to give in to the cares and the things of this world. You can walk this thing out because I'm with you. I never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'm with you. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you.
Amen. Amen.
We got to believe, and that's what the word of God says.
Amen.
He told the disciples when they got on that boat, and he says, we're going to get to the other side, but we know the story. The storm arose, and they woke him up, and he says, why are you so fearful? And that's what we got to ask the people. We got to bring them out of that fearful state. See, a lot of people don't want to take the time to teach. They don't want to take the time to teach somebody. They don't want to take the time to take somebody under their wing. You know, some people can sit in a classroom setting, and they can obtain everything the teacher's saying. But there's a couple in that class, teacher, don't forget about me. I need that 101. We gotta truly seek God for discernment. We cannot continue as God's children continue to fail the test. Amen.
That's what God told us to do. Amen. That's what God told us to do. And I want to thank the prophetess for coming in and giving us the word that God called her to do to bring us to a better understanding. And as she was speaking, the Spirit of the Lord said to me, because in Houston they have a new ordinance that they have. And so the question I raise, what man is a man? Is he a whole man, a half man, a full man? If a man gonna be a man, he'll stand right. And as the prophet has said, there are those who believe what they want to believe and say what they want to say. But we got to go and get, we got to let the rest of the world know, this is what our God say. Our God has told us. We got to do what he told us to do. Not what we want, but what he told us to do. And these new orders that they're putting in the world, is what it's doing is causing ignorance to get bliss, stupidity to get bliss. A man can't say, you can't say what a man is, you can't look at him the wrong way. I say, yes, you can, in the spirit of Jehovah, you can do it. But I want to say to the people that listen to us tonight, one thing you got to keep in mind, Satan does not love you. If we get somebody that's on the wrong side of the street, let's fight to get them on our side. Let's fight, because greater is he that is in us than he's in the world. And so I want to thank you for everything, and I want to thank you and love you, my dear beloved sister, for what you've done tonight, how God brought you to come to us with another word. And I want to thank you, and I'm going to put some music on, a word that I got for one of my old friends, Kenneth Hagin. And if you just listen up, you might get a blessing tonight. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
God be the glory. Amen. There we go. I love you.
D63803. Healing Scriptures.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy 30:19-20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26:3, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles 30:20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings 20:5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145:8-9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians 1:12-14. And then chapter 2:10-15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea 13:14, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus 20:12, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29:28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, that by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10-16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence, and came down to the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments, for she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude following thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then Mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about and began to carry those that were sick where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then Mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saith, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephrathah, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed for him. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft time it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? He said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, and he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then Luke, the fourth chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and yet they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke, the sixth chapter, verses 6 through 10, and it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke, the sixth chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse, and he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for they went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight, glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. If them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water it? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, All his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come up unto thee. Then in John, the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day, the 9th commandment, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sin. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 1st verse. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. John, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Acts the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there he found a certain man named Demas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Demas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat now on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven, and things are beings in earth, and things are beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 23. Here Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Then in John, the 16th chapter, verses 23 and 24, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, Mark the 16th chapter, the 15th through the 18th verses. And he said to them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice, in my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John Gospel, the 14th chapter, verses 13 to 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw him, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murder to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name. Now notice that. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together to them. And when they set them in the midst, they asked, By what power, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set in all of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten that they speak henceforth no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went to their own company, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, and said, And now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Then Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mark 11:22-26. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Romans 4:17, and then verses 19-21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then 1 John 5:4-5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God? 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. James 4:7. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hebrews 2:14-15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Romans 6:14. For sin, or Satan, shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Then Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. John 1:1, and then 14. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews 4:14, 15, and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Or the margin reads, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession, or again the margin reads, the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:35-36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense and reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Philemon 1:6. That the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Joel 3:10. Let the weak say, I am strong. I want to read Deuteronomy 28, reading the entire chapter, and then Galatians 3, also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he hath consumed thee from off the land where thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the bots of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. Thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. And thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail you with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no night or no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore spot that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, where the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out of the field, shall gather but little in, from the locusts shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine nor eat the grape, for the worm shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee at all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the seeds, and in the straightness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee, so that the man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother, and towards the wife of his bosom, and towards the remnant of his children which he shall leave, so that he shall not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he had nothing left him in the seeds, and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates, the tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness. Her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear. For For she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou art not observed to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou was afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land where thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even to the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. The Lord shall give thee a trembling heart, and fading of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night. Thou shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were even. And at evening thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondsmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Now then I want to read from Galatians chapter 3, beginning with the first verse, and reading the whole chapter. Oh, foolish Galatians! Who has bewitched ye that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. This I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore, then, serving the law, it was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture had concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up, under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, I want you to notice that according to these scriptures, and specifically Deuteronomy 28, chapter 61st verse, also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring or permit to be brought upon thee till thou be destroyed. Now, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law. There are a number of diseases that are listed here. But then he also adds every sickness. So therefore, you can say, my sickness, whatever it is, cancer, tuberculosis, anemic, mental distress, whatever your sickness is, according to Deuteronomy 28:61, my sickness is a curse of the law. Now notice Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now here's what I want you to confess. I want you to say it over and over and over again to yourself. Say it out loud if you're by yourself. Say it quietly to yourself if someone else is with you. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, now name your sickness, cancer, tuberculosis, kidney trouble, liver trouble, whatever it is, law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from sickness. In other words, I'll give you an illustration. We'll just call it cancer. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, cancer, is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, he's redeemed me from the curse of sickness. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from cancer. All right, we'll just say your trouble is a stomach ulcer. All right, say this then. My sickness or ulcer, stomach ulcer, is a curse of the law, according to Deuteronomy 28:61. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from ulcers of the stomach. Now, say, for instance, your condition is a blood disease. You see, according to Deuteronomy 28, chapter 61st verse, my blood disease is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from blood disease. I just gave that to you as an illustration. Whatever your sickness is, call it a curse of the law. Confess it's a curse of the law. Then confess Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I am redeemed from sickness, and specify your sickness. Now, I want you to do that. I want you to listen to these two chapters, Galatians 3, Deuteronomy 28, over and over again. And then, at every waking moment, all night long, all day long, continue to make the confession. Therefore, I am redeemed from, and specify your sickness.
That concludes this message. For more information about Kenneth Hagin Ministries, call 1-888-283-2484 or visit our website at www.rhema.org or write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Post Office Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150-0126. And in Canada, write Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Post Office Box 335, Station B, Etobicoke, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, M9A4X3.
Thank you.